Well, there were about maybe four people right there, right standing in front of me, staring at me for some unknown reason. I don't know what it was, but they thought something was peculiar about me, and I'm not quite sure what they thought. Johnny, over off to the side there, he was looking at me like you wouldn't believe. He was squinting his eyes and putting his hand up over his eyebrows and like he was doing a salute to me, but he was actually trying to see me from the sunlight that was glaring in his face. Well, I told myself I better get closer to the sun so that my shadow was hanging just about on them, but not quite on them, so that the sun was in their eyes and they couldn't see me very well. More like looking at a silhouette. You know what I mean? Well, that's what they did. That's what they did. They just kept squinting and looking at me while I just stood there with my back to the sun. Ooh, they were getting closer, and I didn't like that very much because they were getting, like, maybe too close. And they were getting closer and closer, and I was starting to back up now, and I didn't have much room left. And I told them right then and there, I said, you know what, I got to go home. And they just started scrambling around and going this way and that way, and they're circling around me, and pretty soon they all three of them were standing around me right there, and they looked right at me, and I said, okay, what is it? What is it that you want? Are you the movie star from Pennsylvania Valley? I said, what? Are you the movie star from Pennsylvania Valley? No, I'm not the movie star. Well, then they got all shook up and to get that sourpuss look on their face like that, and they just turned away and started storming off. I said, I'm sorry. Well, they just kept stomping their feet and just kept walking off into the distance. They thought I was some movie star or something. I guess maybe I must look like somebody that's in the movies. I couldn't figure it out. What the heck was that all about? I don't know. Then I felt a little sting in my eye. Oh. I said, oh, gee, what happened there? I thought maybe something in the wind just caught and just lodged itself in the corner of my eye like that. And I was squeezing shut like that and just, oh, and my other eye was trying to hold open. Well, Cynthia, she walked up to me and said, hey, how you doing? I think I got something in my eye. Well, she reached down and she looked around and scuffled things around on the ground a little bit. Said she was looking for something to pry my eye open with. So she was switching and swatching around there and just kind of flipping and flopping around there with her hand, rubbing it all in the sand, which she wasn't about to touch my eye with her hand rubbing in the sand like that. But she did. She reached right down over there and pulled up a twig. It was about the size of a pencil. And she picked it up and just held it up right to my face like that and said, Let me have a look. I said, no. I said, no, that's okay. She said, let me have a look. And she grabbed me by the back of my head and squeezed my hair tight and held my head steady. And then she started to poke that little stick she had there right around my eye, you know, right by my eyebrow and stuff, and then run down to the bottom. And I was flitching and flatching like that. And she didn't quite know exactly why I was jumping. And I said, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm just trying to clear your eye out. That's all. Well, it was, I could just feel the water running down my face. I'm assuming that was water from tears or something like that. And she was just poking and jabbing him like that. She said, you're going to be okay. Don't worry about it. You're going to be just fine. She just kind of wiped a stick off my face a little bit. She didn't want to get their stick too wet. And after she was all done like that, she kind of hung her head down and flung the stick off to the side and just stood there. I said, what's the matter? She said, sorry about that. I said, what? She says, well, here, look at this. And she held up a little mirror in her hand. And she held it right up to my face. And with my left eye, I opened it up and I could see my eye. My right eye was all puffed up and red and there was water coming out of it. And I said, how'd that happen? She says, I don't know. There must have been something in the air that just blew and caught you in the eye like that. I said, no. I said, you were the one poking in my eye. You were the one that was poking. She said, no. I got to go. I'll talk to you later. Hey, come here. No, she just took off. She just ran off like as if she was being chased by somebody. But, well, she was gone. She ain't coming back, that's for sure. What was I going to do now? I had a puffed up eye and nowhere to go. I just stood there and thought to myself, well, you know what? I'm going to have to catch a train home. So I heard this big train coming up the way here. I could hear it earlier, but I didn't say anything. But in any case, the train was coming up the way here, and I thought, I'm going to just hop the train and head on home. I only lived about maybe a mile and a half away. and how I got to where I was at this very instant in time, and this moment in time was beyond me, but that's beside the point. The point is I had to get home, and I knew where I was. I was right by that one store that I remembered passing a couple days ago, and I knew where I was in the proper direction I'd have to go. It'd have to be to the left, right, left, and then right again, and then keep on going down that wide street. I knew where I was going. All I had to do was get on that train. It would take me right to the railroad crossing right in front of my house. That was an idea. I thought, I'm going to just hop that train. I'm going all the way home right now. Well, the train was getting closer. I could see that light flipping and flopping around in the front of the engine, and it was getting pretty close, and I had to do something quick, so I stood there right at the edge of the tracks, and I waited. And I waited. Well, the dang train stopped, and I don't know what the heck happened, but they were starting to back up now. That was, you know, the typical thing, you know how trains do. They go up, and then they stop. Then they back up. Then they back up a little more. Then they pull up, and then they back up. And it just keeps on going all around like that. I said, hey, get your act together. Well, the engineer, he was up there in the window there, and he was waving his hand like this here. I'm assuming he was trying to say hi. But he was heading in my direction now, and he kept waving hi to me. And I just kept waving back, and I stood right there on the tracks. I wanted to make sure that he saw me. So I was waving back to him. I say, hi. Well, you know, how often do you have to say hi? Then he really started to move his hand really fast like that. I said, hey, I already said hi. I mean, how many times have you got to wave to me to say hi? Well, the train was getting closer and closer and closer like that. And I thought, what's the deal? I mean, why don't they put their brakes on now when they're supposed to? I'm on the tracks. They can see I'm on the tracks. Why don't they just put their brakes on like they're supposed to do? Well, he's still trying to say hi to me, and I'm just waving back. I just said, hi, hi. You know, I mean, what more could I do? I'm not going to just stand there and not say hi to the guy that's waving at me. That's kind of rude. So he just kept on flashing his hands like that and would get. I just said, forget it. I just turned around and walked off to the side there a little bit and started to head up through the tall grass, you know how that is by the train tracks and stuff. Well, I went up that little edge there, or that hill, or whatever it might be called, and I went up to the very top and I just turned around and just decided to sit down and watch that train go by. Well, I was going pretty fast, and I thought, you know, if I did try to catch that train back to that railroad crossing right by my house, I'm going to have a hard time jumping on that thing to get my ride home because it's going a little bit too fast. I could barely run that fast. I mean, that thing was just zipping right by. I think it was probably illegal. I considered it speeding as far as I was concerned. It's going too darn fast for me. Well, I picked up a small rock like that, and I said, if that's the way you're going to be, take this. I put my rock right behind my head like that, and I flung it out. And I could hear it hit it. Oh, boy, that was pretty neat. They just knocked that stone right off to the side, and I picked up another one. And I threw it again. Oh, geez. Wasn't even far enough. I thought, you know what? I'm going to catch that. I know they don't have cabooses anymore, but I'm going to catch that train. And I started to walk down that hill like that and a little bit faster and faster, and the train, back of the train was coming, the end of the train coming like that, and I'm saying, I'm going to catch it and hang on to the back end of it. That's what I'm going to do. But it just kept on going. Train kept on going. I said, forget you. I says, next time I get you, I'm going to make you slow down somehow. I'll figure it out. Maybe I'll put a stop sign out there on the tracks and make you stop. He said, heck with it, I'm going to just sneeze. So I just went ahead and just did it. There, how do you like that? Huh? How do you like that? Well, Jim Bob was standing behind me, said, oh, excuse me. Excuse me, he says, I just heard you sneezing. Are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm okay. Look at your face. I said, how am I going to look at my face? Here, I'll take a picture of it. So it got right up to my face, probably about maybe 3 inches away, and snapped it. Flash. Flash. Well, nothing but a white picture. It was too close. I said, step back a little bit if you want to take a picture of my face. Step back just a little bit, and you'll be able to take a picture. You ready? And he said, yeah. He said, yeah, I'll do it now then. So he stood back about maybe 3 feet, the right, you know, distance, a reasonable distance. And he snapped the picture with the flash. And, oh, geez, that just stung my eyeballs at that flash. My right eye was still a little bit sore from being probed with that stick. But he took the picture. He said, look at that. I said, what? And he held the camera right up close to my left eye. He said, hey, look at this now. I said, okay. What is it? What do you notice? My eyes closed? No. Look at your nose. Oh, I said, oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I just sneezed. He said, yeah. Well, I knew what to do, of course. And I just wrapped my arm around my face a little bit and kind of moved it around. And I turned back around real quick and said, how's that? And he said, it's better. It's much better. Make sure that you take care of yourself when you get home, okay? I said, okay. Thanks for letting me know. He said, that's all right. He held his hand up in the air to do a high five with me. I said, nah, not today. Some other time, okay? I noticed on his hands were all full of grease and stuff. He must have been working on his car or something. I didn't want to do a high five with somebody with grease all over their hands. So I said, see you later. And I just kind of shook my hand like that, and he shook his hand back to me. Ooh, we just about touched hands. That was kind of spooky. And he just kept on going. He went away too. It's like, everybody's taking off from me. What's the deal here? So I held a little flashlight in my hand and kind of waved it around a little bit like that. I didn't even know where the flashlight came from. I found it somewhere along the way. And I just kind of flashed it and waved it around like that a couple of times and back and forth and back and forth. And then somebody out of a window hollered and said, stop flashing that flashlight around. You're spooking everybody. You look like a cop walking around. I said, no, no, no. I said, no, that's just me with a flashlight. Well, I know it's you, but you look like a cop walking around trying to find something with a flashlight. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So I just kind of flashed it down low. Don't even shine it low. Oh, geez. I said, okay, okay. So I just kind of shut it off and put it in my pocket and just kind of left it go at that. I said, don't worry about it. I said, don't worry about it. Just put my hand up like that and said, don't worry about it. Go out and find somewhere else to play. I said, okay, 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 okay. So I just moseyed on down the way like that, and I just kept walking. I saw a couple tin cans there. I thought I'm going to kick them down the street. So I kicked one can. It went flipping and flopping along the way there, and I went up to the other can and kicked it. It went flipping and flopping over to the side. And then I walked over to the first can. I kicked, and I kicked it again. And somebody out of that window, stop kicking those cans. You're keeping us awake. I'm trying to sleep. I got to work in the morning. I said, okay, okay.
Stop it.
I said, okay, okay. So I just kept on walking. Well, needless to say, it was getting dark, and I had to get home sometime or other, so I just thought I'd head on down to that street where I went the right, left, right, and then right again, and went down that wide road and just had to keep on going. I knew that's all I had to do. All I have to look for is that railroad crossing. I'll eventually get to it. So I just kept on walking, just kept on going, just kept on walking down the street like I knew exactly where I was going. Just kept on going, just kept on walking. I could still hear them hollering in the background.
Keep on going! Don't stop! Go!
I said, okay, okay, okay. I just kept on walking. Just kept on walking along the way, and I didn't even stop. Took one step after the other. Another step, and just kept on walking. Just kept on going, taking one step after the other. Another step, another step, another step. One step after the other. And another step, another step. I just kept walking, 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 walking. I just kept walking, and walking, and walking. And walking. And walking, and walking, and walking, and walking. I just kept walking, 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 walking.